see the beast. Hagni is abroad and in my sight.
Afka was pointing, even as he slung himself across Skoll's shoulders and urged the Thunderwolf to charge. Skeln and Thorgard followed his outstretched finger to a dark silhouette crouched on the horizon. Though distant, the Wolfguard made out hulking shoulders and a broad back, hirsute with fur. Skeln thought he caught a shimmer from a pauldron hanging loosely off the beast's shoulder. There could be no doubt. It was Hagni, now more beast than man. Howling a battle cry, Afka hammered past the other two space wolves, intent on his prey. Skoll used its muscled bulk to heave zombies out of its way, crushing bodies beneath it as it drove inexorably forwards. By the time Skeln and Thorgard had spurred their mounts, Afka was well ahead of them. They too battered their way through the plague mob, cutting a bloody path to the open ground ahead. Soon, the horde was floundering behind them, and an arctic waste beckoned where the chase was on for Hagni.
Damn you, Afka!
Skeln's eyes locked onto his brother, now even farther in front of them. Hagni's silhouette had not yet moved. The wolfen watched its brother's approach. At this rate, Afka would reach it well before Skeln and Thorgard. He seemed hell-bent on facing it alone. And despite the fact he rode Skoll, Skeln recalled all too well the butchered remains of Barek and his Thunderwolf. Alone, Afka faced a very uncertain victory. A sudden cracking arrested Skeln's thoughts, and a chill entered his spine.
Skeln, the ice!
Thorgard was looking downward, already slowing. The snowy tundra they traversed was not solid ground at all. It was a lake, frozen stiff by the cold weather, but now breaking up with the heavy footfalls of the Thunderwolves. Skeln saw the ground webbing beneath Fenrir's massive paws.
Hold!
Skeln reined in the monstrous beast, stalling the pursuit. Opening up a channel, he shouted into the combi.
Afka, slow down. The ice is cracking. I have him. The beast won't escape again. Afka
wasn't listening. He severed the link and rode on harder.
I'm sorry, Skeln. Barak must be avenged.
He peered down the end of his bolter, bringing Hagni into his sights.
You are mine, Wolfen.
When the beast slipped away and was gone.
No!
That was when the ground fell away, and icy water rose up around them. Weighed down by armor and augmetics, man and beast were dragged down into Stygian gloom.